Hey y'all, welcome to the Building Her Fitness podcast. This podcast is designed to inspire, empower, and equip women to thrive in health and wellness. My name is Mia and I will be your host of this show. I'm a personal trainer and group fitness instructor, and I'm so excited because this is the first episode and I'm just really happy to put all this out. I really hope that everyone enjoys this space and enjoys listening to the things that I have to say. But now we're going to get straight into today's topic. We're going to talk about habits. So if you have a pencil or paper, I want you to write this down. This will be the quote of the day. Today's quote of the day is, "The quality of your life depends on the quality of your habits." And I'm going to say that one more time. The quality of your life depends on the quality of your habits. I think it's very important to really pick the quote of the day apart piece by piece and really find the significance in it. So I want to start with the quality of life. I think we all should take some time and really write out and brainstorm and ask ourselves, what does a quality life look like for me? And as you answer these questions, then you have to ask yourself, is the way that I live now, the habits that I make on a daily basis, is that going to get me to that quality of life that I aspire? And if that answer is no, it is time for a change. And now if your answer is no, don't beat yourself up. I feel like sometimes we just have to come to this moment where we realize, like, hey, I am not living the best way that I can. I'm not making the best decisions for my health, for my wellness, and it's time to pivot. And I'm here just to be that encouraging person for you. Let's pivot. Let's make sure that we're living and making those daily decisions that we need so we can have a better quality of life. And so I'll just talk about myself. So when I think about, you know, having a quality life, I think about being in a position where I'm moving my body daily, no aches and no pains, no stiffness, and just really being able to move around and do the things that I want to do and that I need to do for my body. I want to be able to just have energy. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes my days get so busy and I do not like having low energy and feeling like I don't have the capacity to really push through and get my tasks done. I struggle with acne, so I would love to have some clear skin and just being in a place financially where I'm able to afford the things that I need, a little bit of the things that I want as well, and just not have to live with like any type of poverty mindset or just feeling like I'm drowning in bills or just living in scarcity. I want to live in abundance. And so with that being said, I have to ask myself, Mia, are you doing the things that you need to do to see those goals come to pass? And when it comes to moving my body around, I do that pretty much. But if you feel like you're someone who you want to move around, you have these fitness goals that you're really trying to go for it, but it's just like you feel like you can't do it, it's time to make that plan. What can you do? What's one little action you can take per week to get to your goal? If you're someone who has that fitness goal in mind, just asking yourself, how many times can I move my body around? You can start by just walking, or if you have that gym membership, going in there and actually using it. And if you feel lost and confused, you know, asking an employee for help, asking a friend or someone that you know that does work out for some advice, you know, really get active, move your body the best way you can. You don't have to jump into this long, extensive, overwhelming gym routine. Just do what you can. If you can go on 3 walks per week for 45 minutes to an hour, that's a good start versus being a couch potato, right? So the other thing I talked about was having the energy, having the capacity to get through the day. Y'all, this is something I've struggled with because I'll say I want the energy and the capacity, but sometimes my sleep schedule is trash, y'all. And sometimes I'm not fueling my body the way that I need to. I'm not drinking water the way that I need to. So how can I expect my body to like go through these days where I'm trying to get all this work done? I'm trying to work towards all my goals and I haven't been getting sleep. And I haven't been eating the foods that fuel me, you know? So I'm a person that struggles with migraines. So my body has definitely told me over the past few years, like, girl, go to bed and eat. Don't get lack of sleep and not eat. And then that next day, just sit there and down so much caffeine because it's not going to work. And so I've learned the hard way, you know? But that's still what I view as a good quality of life is having that energy to go. Another thing I would say, I talked about my acne, y'all. Like I said, I've been struggling with acne for a long time, inflammation, hormonal, but I had to figure out, okay, what's going on? So I went to the esthetician, you know, I asked her some things. She told me, you know, maybe you're allergic to whey protein and dairy products. I was the type of girl, I had coffee every day and I was putting all type of creamers in it. I had to let that go. I really, really did, because that was messing up my face, along with that lack of sleep and just using caffeine for my energy sources. All that was just causing a lot of imbalance within. I wasn't taking any vitamins. I kind of was, even as a personal trainer, sometimes we have our struggles. I kind of was just eating inconsistently and that was making my face look a mess. Also, I wasn't using the right products for my face. And so I had to get my skin routine together, get the correct products by doing research and some trial and error, you know. And these things seem so simple, but it's like we have to ask ourselves these questions. What do I want to achieve and how do I get there? And simple things like asking an esthetician for help and going to find the right products, it has helped so much for me. And lastly, about money. You know, if I want to live in abundance, am I being a good stewarder? And there, y'all, there was a time where I was not. I was only worried about having a good time. So I was spending a lot of my money on brunch outfits, and just buying food. And it's just like, I look back and I'm like, God, I want to be in a different position. But it's just like, look at what you've been doing. Look at where you've been putting your time and your energy. So it's like, I had to get that together. I had to realize, where are your priorities? We need to start saving. We need to start saying no. Sometimes we don't have to be at every brunch, every new restaurant that pops up, every little, you don't know, sit down. It's okay to sit down. It's okay to save. And so I hope that my real life examples just, you know, inspires you to see some areas where you want a good quality of life, but you know that you're not doing the habits necessary to get there. And like I said, don't beat yourself up, because let me tell y'all, when I realized that I was the reason I was getting into my own way, where I wasn't getting that quality of life that I wanted, it was me. I was the problem. I was the issue. Like, it hurt. Cause I'm like, wow, especially as a personal trainer, all I do is help people. And it's like, girl, you're not even helping yourself. You're not even filling your own cup up. It's a hard pill to swallow, but it needs to be swallowed. We have to do better. And right now I'm 28, and it's just like, the closer you get to 30, you start realizing what's important and what's not. And what is important is our quality of life, y'all. Taking care of your body, taking care of your mind, taking care of your spirit is what's going to get us through to the other side. It's what's going to allow us to develop into the best versions of ourselves that we can be. And so once again, today's quote is, your quality of life depends on the quality of your habits. It's time to declutter your space. It's time to declutter your mind. It's time to pay attention to the things that you are digesting, nutrition-wise, and through your ears and through your eyes. It's time to do that full, clean sweep. And once you sweep out and you figure out what those unhealthy habits that you are currently struggling with, that are currently getting in your way, you have to figure out what are the best practical habits you can put in place. When I say practical habits are things that you can do easily. Sometimes we like to shoot for the stars, which is fine to have ambition. It's fine to have faith, but we have to be realistic. I'm going to bring up the example of someone. If you're trying to get back into the gym, you need to find a gym schedule and routine that you know for sure you can commit to, because it's really all about longevity. Don't fill up your schedule working out all these strenuous workouts that are long, that's like 5-7 days a week, that just are breaking your body down, because yeah, you can get through it, but only temporarily. We have to ask ourselves, what can I maintain long term? What can I do consistently over time? And that really can be applied to so many areas of your life. So in closing, I just want to say, before we start trying to be the best person we can be and strive and work towards our goals, we need to have a brainstorming session where you actually sit down and you break it down. You figure out exactly what you want, detail by detail, and then you make that call to action plan. Like I said before, that is practical, that is manageable. We don't have to have this go hard and go or go home mindset. We can think about taking things slow, taking things bit by bit and little by little, but take that time to brainstorm and really figure out what you need to do and what you don't need to do, then start taking action. I feel like a lot of people miss that part when trying to improve their life. They go straight to trying to take action before they have deeply thought about it. So last thing, y'all, I want to encourage you to take some time to yourself, some quiet time, and just think. Reevaluate. And yeah, that's all I have for y'all today. I hope everyone has a prosperous week, and I will see y'all soon. Bye.